Man, this is lifestyles of the poor and unfucking fortunate. But I tell you what, bitch, we got views.
Bow, 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 bow. Chatty Bobcast 2.0, baby. We are back. This is episode 5, man. We're on Cinco de Mayo, you know what I mean? Not really. It ain't close to... I wish it was Cinco de Mayo. It wouldn't be fucking 3.5 degrees outside. Exaggeration, Chad. You're being overdramatic. 41 degrees. It's actually warm today, considering what it's been a been. That's when you know you're from the South. When you start using words like been a been, instead of just saying what it has been, you're a Southern piece of shit. I mean, let's just go ahead and throw that out there. I am a down South piece of shit for that. Was just bumping 2 Chainz' new album. So fire. 2 Chainz has always been one of my favorite rappers. Not from a lyrical standpoint, but like just my favorite rappers to listen to, if that makes sense. I put him in the same categories as the Young Dros, who I love Young Dro. I think Young Dro's super, super dope. Me and Lex have always been on that same train as far as like the Young Dro fan train. But 2 Chainz, Dro, Pimp C's my favorite rapper of all time. Of all time favorite rapper. But they're just, I just always have loved 2 Chainz, even when he was Titty Boy, when he was with DTP, when Ludacris first came out, you know, when it first came out, and he had Disturbing the Peace, and he had Play a Circle, which was Titty Boy and Dolla. I love the album that they did. I can't remember if they did 1 or 2, but the albums that they did, I loved them. You know what I mean? And I know that Dolla still, every now and then, will rap with 2 Chainz, but I don't think he does stuff much anymore. But when 2 Chainz really started blowing up, I think it was Duffel Bag Boy. Whenever they got Wayne to do the hook for Duffel Bag Boy, Play a Circle and Lil Wayne Duffel Bag Boy. One of the dopest rap songs. I mean, the beat, Wayne's hook, their verses, just such a dope song. But 2 Chainz has always been one of them dudes to me. He always has some of the dopest production. He always gets the most fire features. You know what I mean? For the longest, you know, he's always fucked with Kanye and the big cats in the game. And his new project is fire, dude. He hasn't put out a project that I don't like. Dolph, RIP Dolph. Dolph's another one that I put in that same category. I'm trying to act like I'm normal here. There's a sheriff sitting up there. So stupid. So stupid that I could get pulled over for broadcasting while I'm driving. But I'm literally not using my hands. I'm not looking down. Nothing. Anyway. But yeah. 2 Chainz is the fucking man. Okay? He's the man. So, yeah, I was listening to that. There's been a lot of stuff that's dropped over the last few weeks. You know, I try to stay on point with New Music Friday. It gets difficult sometimes because I'm so wrapped up in the stuff we're doing, music-wise, content-wise on Chatterhomes TV. We've been recording podcasts like crazy, man. Stacking content. These that we're recording are filmed way in advance. But that's the best way for me to do it, to make sure that we get... make sure that we get the content for sure, for sure. And it's just easier to do it that way. Anybody that films podcasts or watches podcasts a lot, all the comedy podcasts that I watch, they're all filmed in advance. Because those guys are in and out of town on tour and stuff, so they just film them in chunks. I know some of them film weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks in advance. So with the Chatty Bobcast, we're trying to, and we do the same thing with the I Got Some Shit to Say podcast. We're just not that far ahead like I am with these. because these are only one a week, every Tuesday. So, like this one that I'm filming now probably won't come out until almost March, maybe. But I'm filming it February the 5th. You know what I'm saying? Full disclosure. That's why I'm trying not to stay... That's why I'm trying not to harp on, like, time-sensitive stuff. But yeah, we're staying busy, man. I want y'all to know that 2022 has already started off dope. But when I tell y'all that 2022 is going to be that year, I feel like it's really going to be that year for Chad Arms TV, Showing Proof Entertainment. I guess we should say podcast. I feel like the work that we've been putting in over the last year with the channel and over the last 8 months with the podcast and me with my music over the last almost 20 years. Well, you could, yeah, it's definitely been 20 years. I wrote my first rap in 2002. So it's 20, I mean, so we're looking at damn near 20 years in the game, man. Now, granted, sorry, get that a little bit more secure there. Now, granted, you know, my first album I put out in like 04, 03, but when I say put out, that's the thing. Back then, you just burn some CDs up. You put an album out and you burn some CDs up, got you a cover shot that looked like dog shit. Or you didn't even get a cover shot. And you just released the album. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, the first one I did was, it was so bad. It was so bad. It was such an awful album. But you, looking back, I mean, you couldn't tell me that it wasn't the dopest shit ever. And it was not at all. But yeah, we've been getting lots of guests on the podcast. Me, I've been doing my study and my due diligence. We're about a month away, a little bit over a month away from the NFL draft. And I'm planning, me and Leroy are planning in August to start up a NFL podcast. Because NFL, I follow, that's the only sport I really, really follow. I don't watch college sports anymore. I don't watch NBA. I don't watch MLB, but I watch the NFL every week. I know I watch highlights from every game and things like that. And me and Leroy are both similar in that sense. And, you know, Squints brought it up on the podcast one day. So we started thinking about it. We were like, fuck it. I asked Leroy, I was like, I'm definitely down to do it. He said he was down to do it. We don't know what the title of it's going to be, but we're going to probably try to start putting it together in August, right around time for the season to start. And it'll kind of just be a thing where we'll just go over the week, that week in football. We'll talk about the scores. We'll talk about the performances. And I think it'll be dope. We'll do, you know, we can't show highlights, of course, but we can definitely talk about the week in the NFL. We can give our, you know, our picks for the following week. We can keep up with it. There's a lot of ideas that I've got for this that'll make it really, really cool. So anybody that's a fan of NFL stuff, you know what I mean? We're gonna be doing that for sure. And I'm gonna be the nerdy one on that one. I'm gonna study like crazy, get into like the contracts and the stats for everybody, and NFL rumors and all that kind of stuff, man. I want to be all about that because I love the NFL. I don't agree with everything that the NFL does with certain things, but I'm a fan of football, bro. I'm a fan of professional football. And I love it. So I'm excited to be working on that. So we're gonna be really hitting you. That'd probably be one we drop around like Wednesday every week. Just because actually it would probably be better to drop it on Thursdays because Wednesday or Thursday, because that way we can go over, if we filmed it on Tuesdays, we could go over all the games, Sunday night game, Monday night game, and things like that. We're going to have Squints produce it. We're going to shoot it at the same location, pending that we end up moving into another situation. The as far as where the podcast is housed at. But I'm excited about it. This car thinks it's going to be slick and go around me, but it's only one goddamn lane, you stupid cunt. So you need to stay in your fucking lane, you bitch. Sorry. Just because you got a fucking Subaru Outback SUV don't mean you're a fucking person of any kind of importance. You're not important, so stop acting like you can go around me. This is a one-lane street. Get mad all you want. Throw your hands up, bitch. Can't wait to get around me, can you? Look at him. Can't wait, faggot. He's in a Hyundai Venue. Couldn't wait to get around me, could you? Stupid bitch. He's in a Hyundai Venue. And he's not from Tennessee. Imagine that. Nevada is where that motherfucker was from. Is where his license plate said. You Las Vegas fucking worthless sack of rat dick. You were a sack of rat dick cheese is what you are. If there's ever a thing that rats could get dick cheese, you're a big sack of that shit. You stupid, worthless, non-Tennessean. Get out of our state. We do not want you. I hope you get hit in the front tooth with a fucking frisbee from a group of gentlemen playing professional frisbee golf or froth or whatever they call it. Hope it chips your tooth and you have trouble getting to the dentist to get it fixed, and it's just causing you this horrible pain for weeks and weeks and weeks to where you can't sleep at night. And it's just constantly bothering you, and you don't know how, and you don't, oh my God, Pothole Central. And you don't know what to do. You can't sleep, you're missing work, your boss is mad at you, your wife's fucking around with another guy because you can't satisfy her in the bedroom because you're a piece of shit, and nobody likes you, your kids run all over you, and all of this is happening while you have a chipped tooth from getting hit with a frisbee. And during that whole 3, 4, 5 weeks, there's another shutdown because of Rona. You can't get in there. You end up tying a sheet around your neck and hanging yourself from your balcony of your overpaid Las Vegas home because you couldn't get your tooth fixed because you're a stupid bitch, and that is what happens when you karma. When you give bad karma, they flicked me off, looked like behind me, that's what you get. And you had no idea that it was coming to you, did you? That is karma served on a silver platter to you. So I hope you know what you just dealt with right there. Cover your teeth, because that frisbee's coming at you. And it ain't gonna be me. I can't throw a frisbee. I'm not a good frisbee thrower. Chatty Bobcast 2.0. I'm sorry for that, guys. I am truly sorry. No, I'm not. Fuck that person. You're not sorry, Chad. You don't have to be all nice all the time. Fuck that person. They were an impatient prick, and they deserve that horse cussing. Plain and simple. There's no need for you to apologize. You know, it's too late to apologize, okay? It's too late. Fucking love y'all, man. Sorry to get off on that tangent. I was talking so fun. I was having such a good spirited talk about the new podcast me and Leroy are going to do in a few months. And I was just excited, you know? And they crept up behind me, damn near ran into me, and tried to go around me. And it just took me into a pit of despair that's going to end up being wonderful content. So, I mean, you get what you get. But yeah. So, once that podcast starts, the sports talk, I mean, NFL-wise, will just be on there. Because I know people that watch the I Got Some Shit To Say podcast, a lot of them may not care about the sports talk or the NFL talk and stuff like that. And we're aware of that, but you got to understand, when we're filming these episodes, we're just shooting the shit about what we're into, what we watch and what we've seen, what, you know, And me and Squints, me and Squints and Leroy, we're all into sports. We're all into, especially football. Lex could give two shits about any of it. So we don't talk about it when Lex is on. But I'm excited about it, man. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I played football games on Nintendo, back to Tecmo Bowl. Obviously, that's where it started. But even with Tecmo Bowl, when I was a kid, I would announce the games. I would commentate the games. I would turn the sound down, and I would, like, commentate the games as a kid. I was, like, 9, 10 years old. And I did it all the time. I would sit in my room, and as I grew up, and until I was a teenager, 13, 14 years old, whatever, I would just sit in my room and commentate. And, you know, fast forward to 20 years later, 30 years later, whatever it is, however long ago it was, whenever I would do gaming, Madden gaming channels, you know, which I have Chatty Bobby Gaming, I haven't posted on it anymore, but I was doing full commentary on those, and I had so much fun doing that, just because it's what I love to do. I slick could have been a commentator if I would have just done the right things and went to school and took the right avenues and things like that. Okay, Ford Mustang, fart muffler. You got a very fast car. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Everybody's car can go fast. Yours just may go faster. You're going 100 miles an hour in a 55 just to get stopped by an 18-wheeler in front of you. 30 yards ahead of me. Congratulations. We're going to get the same spot. I mean, listen to this. That was a 1984 Corvette that's doing that. I'm going 70. People do not give a shit about your life, about nothing. I'm getting ran off the road doing 70 in a 55. It is 55 miles an hour where I'm driving right now. I'm doing 70. And I just saw five cars zoom by me doing 184. Wouldn't that suck if you're going 130 and hit one of these potholes on 24? Joke's on you, bitch. The price is wrong, bitch. Happy Gilmore, classic. Classic Adam Sandler film. But yeah, man. We're doing the damn thing, baby. Oh, this is a Ford. Was it a Fiat? What is this going to pass me? That is, look, what you're driving is not even a car. And again, you're not from here, so of course it's not. They're from Illinois, where they're from. Go fuck yourself. But yeah. We're going to call this Frisbee Golf, is what we're going to call this episode. Frisbee Golf, Frisbee Golf. Driving by that Super 8 motel, yeah. My thing is, like, anybody that gets a Porsche or a Porsche, first of all, I'm not saying Porsche. It's not spelled like that. I'm not saying Porsche. A fucking Porsche. There was an A at the end of it, I would say Porsche. There's not. If you're going to get a Porsche vehicle, why would you get a Porsche SUV? I thought the whole point of getting a Porsche was getting, like, the sports car. It's, like, super small and cute. Looks like anybody over 130 pounds could even drive it. But, like, I thought that was the whole get with the Porsche. You get the sports car. Their SUVs just look like RAV4s to me. There's, like, a new Toyota RAV4 that I'm sure is, like, very cool on the inside, but it's $80,000 more. You know, my favorite show ever is Seinfeld. Everybody knows Jerry Seinfeld has, like, 80 Porsches. That's what he collects. But, I mean, and everybody, I've seen people complain about, that's just too many cars. And you know what? Yeah. But, like, He's a billionaire. He's worth $1 billion from all these Seinfeld deals that he's done, the Hulu deal, the Netflix deal. Seinfeld's been in syndication for over 20 years. It's been off the air for 24 years. Been in syndication on multiple networks that whole time. What do you want him to spend his money on? He doesn't buy, like, tons of jewelry. And fuck, I mean, like, bro, if I was worth $1 billion, do you know how many hats I would have? Do you know how many pairs of shoes I would have? I mean, I'd buy every, I'd be every Mitchell & S jersey that's ever been made. I would be John Cena. I would have a nice house. I would have a nice car, and I would have a nice, like, truck or SUV. I wouldn't spend my money on cars. But everybody's got something they'd like to spend bread on, and shit, man, if you want to spend it on Porsches, and just like Jay Leno, I mean, how many, Jay Leno's car collection is unreal. But do I hate, do I like say, like throw salt on Jay Leno? Fuck no. Jay Leno's fucking probably a billionaire too. He wants to have 300 fucking cars in a garage. Hey, man. Say, man. Do what you want, Bubba. That's the problem, man. I could see if it was like a situation where you're buying like, you're like this horrible, you're like hooked on drugs and spending all millions of dollars on getting fucked up and shit like that, and, you know, harming yourself and stuff. Then I could see reason for concern. But even then, if that person wants to do that with their life, I don't agree with it, but I can't make them, or it's a fine line. It's a fine line. It's what it is. It's a fine line. It's a fine line. I'm going to say that 7 more times. Chad, you said it enough. There's no need to keep saying it. We heard all of those fine lines you said. There's another one. So, like, to each its own. Is it to each its own or to each their own? To each their own doesn't sound right. I think it's to each its own. Who gives a shit what it is? You get what I'm saying? Do what you fucking want with your money. Don't be a piece of shit. Don't be a murderer. Don't be a rapist. Don't be a pedophile. Don't be a fucking somebody that beats on people. Don't be a shitty person. If you want to spend every dime that you make at your job, and I'm not even talking about rich people. If you're somebody that works 9 to 5 and you make, you know, $2,500 a month from your job, and your bills are $2,000 a month, and you got an extra $500 a month, and you want to spend that on booze or cigarettes or going out to eat or buying yourself some dope outfits or jewelry or whatever you want to fucking do, you go do that shit, dog. Go do that shit. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys, I don't think there's much time left on the earth. I mean, have y'all seen the earth the past 3 years? Have you witnessed this reality show of dog shit that we've been going through? I'm just reporting live from my side. You know what I mean? Like, the world is fucked. It is beyond fucked. And every day that we wake up, it's more fucked. So that's why I'm just like, let's have fun with this shit, man. Be good to each, be good to one another, and let's just have fun. If you want to save your money, save it. If you want to spend your money, spend it. You know what I mean? If you want to blow all of it on yourself, great. If you got kids, probably not a good idea. If you got kids, spoil the shit out of them. As long as they're good, as long as you're raising them right, give them all you can give them. Because this shit is, we're on borrowed time anyway. The moment we're put into this world, we have an expiration date. And we take that for granted, myself included. because you're just, it's so hard to fathom not existing. You feel me? Like, when you sit and think about it, that's the only thing that's guaranteed, is that we're going to expire. You know what I'm saying? Some of us just live, just get blessed with longer time here. But like, it's hard. And like, every time I start to think about it, I almost want to not. Because then it puts you in a different, in a weird mindset. Because you're like, you get scared because you don't know what's on the other side. Or, you know what I mean? It's crazy to think about. But it's the only thing that's guaranteed to us. So that's why my whole life, I've tried to adapt the belief system and the way of living to where, like, just be a good person. Be good to people. Don't lie to them. Don't shit on people. Like, don't mistreat people. And just spread as much positivity and love as you can while you're here, and try to leave an impact. It's a very simple way to live. And people act like it's so hard to do, and it's not, bro. That's what I don't understand. It's not difficult to be that way. I've been that way my whole life. And people tell me, like, well, you're special, Chad. Like, you're one of a kind. Like, I appreciate that, but it's not hard. I'm saying it's not difficult to do. People get in their own way so much. People worry about what other people think. People worry about trying to be somebody they're not. I did the same shit years ago, but I was still very good to people. But I wasn't being true to myself and as to who I really was. I was worried that if I wasn't who I was, people wouldn't like me. You know what I mean? So, like, that's my advice to y'all, man. And this is coming from a dude that's severely obese. And I come to grips with that, and I try to fix that. We've all got something that we're battling. You know what I mean? Whether it's addiction to drugs or alcohol, whether it's being overweight, whether it's being underweight, whether it's battling depression, mental illness in general. Like, there's so many things that we go through. Everybody's got shit going on, man. But my whole thing is, just because you got stuff going on doesn't mean you have to be shitty to other people either. And I know I had a horrible rant on that person earlier because they were being shitty to me, so that's the energy they got back. You know what I mean? I'm not shitty to people for no reason. And they could have easily been in a hurry because they were late for work. Not my problem. But when you get aggressive with me, that's when things start to turn. Because I don't get aggressive with anybody. Rant. Ran over. But yeah, man, just live your life. Live it and have fun doing it. And make sure you leave something behind for the world that's positive. And I'm not even talking about money. Because money just goes away. Having money's dope. But money doesn't, you can't take the money with you when you go. You can leave it to somebody. But leaving a positive impact on somebody is going to outlast that money, because that money's just going to get spent. You can leave all the money in the world, but if you're a shitty person or you didn't impact anybody's life, you know, other than monetarily, that's just not going to last. It's not going to last. Chatty Bobcats 2.0 frisbee golf, dude. You know what I mean? Whew, man. We got off on a tangent. That's what it's about, dude. Do you. And it's not, and not even talking, I'm talking about doing you, I'm talking about spending your money on what you want to spend it on. That's one thing too, but I'm not even talking about just that. I'm talking about be who you want to be, bro. Sis, bro. Like, if you, whatever your heart's telling you to do, If it's a positive thing and it makes you happy, then do it. Fuck who cares? Who cares what people think? Who cares? I used to care. I don't care anymore. I don't get embarrassed. I'm just me. Like, it doesn't... Negativity does not faze me because I don't acknowledge it. It makes everybody else around me upset when they see negative stuff about me. It does not make me upset. You want to know why it doesn't make me upset? Because I don't let it get to me. Because I know whoever is giving that energy, it's something that's wrong with them, not me. Because I know if I've done something to hurt someone or and I know I'm not that kind of a person. I mean, I make mistakes, but I don't let that negativity get to me. I just brush it off. And I know it's easier said than done with some people, but like, that's just the way you got to be, especially if you're dealing with the internet, which all of us deal with the internet every single day. The majority of our day is spent in a space that's not even real. The internet is not real. And I'm saying this as this is being uploaded onto the internet. When I say the internet is not real, I'm talking about trolls and all that stuff, because it's the majority of things that you see on the internet, in real life, people aren't even paying attention to. So be you. Be you however you feel that is. Don't worry if it's different than what people are used to. Who gives a shit? If it's what's in your heart and it's what you want to go do and be, then go fucking do that shit. Because you don't get redos. I mean, I guess if you believe in reincarnation, you may come back as somebody else in another life or some shit. But like in this one that you have, you don't get to do it over. They haven't figured that out yet. They probably will. Elon Musk will probably figure out a time machine. Like a real life Back to the Future, probably. But until he does, it is what it is. You know? You just gotta kill that shit, man. Just kill it, baby. I'm in your corner. Y'all are in mine, I'm in y'all's corner. Here we go. You hear the pothole, baby. Serving up them potholes, baby. Happy hour for potholes. Come on over. Come on over. Christina Aguilera. Look. I fucking love y'all, man. Chatty Bobcast, episode 5, Frisbee Golf. Hopefully the quality's still good on it. And y'all be sure to subscribe to us on the audio versions. We've got Spotify. We've got Apple Podcasts. We've got Anchor. We've got pretty much wherever you can listen. Google Podcast. Wherever you can listen to podcasts at. Podbean, I know, is another one I think that we're on. We're on about 10 to 12, I think. Y'all be sure to check it out. And subscribe to us on there. And we're going to keep the things moving. Moving along, boo-boo. They've been working on these interstates. And I don't see anything yet. I mean, they have lane closures every night on 24 from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. And I have no clue what they're working on. Because the roads, they've been like this for months. They've been working on the roads for months. And I haven't seen anything fixed. I constantly see them closing down lanes. I see zero changes to the interstate. There's still potholes on both sides all over the interstate. So what are we fixing? Whenever I come through, when I leave the podcast and come through, you know, later at night, they've got lanes shut down. I just see a bunch of dudes in hard hats standing around talking to each other. I don't see anybody working. But get your money, I guess. But like, what is the money? What's happening? Shout out to Rerun Barry, RIP. Also, what's happening? What's what was that, Lil Jon and Bo Hagen? Shout out to Bo Hagen. Oh my God. Shake that laughing tabby, that laughing tabby, whoa, shake that laughing tabby, whoo, that laughing tabby, yeah, shake that laughing tabby, shake that laughing tabby. Killed it. Killed it. Stuck the landing. I'm coming out of this hoodie when I get squizzles. It is 50 degrees. I'll be damned. I podcast for 2 hours. Fucking with a hoodie on. Because he's going to have the heat on. Because he's a little skinny fucker. So he's cold. Josh is cold. No, I'm just playing. He probably won't have it on. But I'll tell him to turn it the fuck off is what I'll do. Fucking love y'all, man. I love ye. So now, once again, if you can just get past Bell Road. Maybe this is where they've done the work on the roads. That's probably what it is. They're making their way up. That makes sense, Chad. I'm so sorry for the state if that's what that. If I'm mistaken in that way, but these roads are considerably better. And I think it's because this is where they start to do the works from exit 60 and up. They said fuck 59 through 54 exits. Maybe eventually they'll get that working. But Hirschback Trucking Company. He's going slower than fuck. All right, Hirschback, let's speed it up. If I'm telling you to speed up, I mean, you're driving Golden Girl status. Thank you for being a friend. Oh, oh, yeah. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you put anybody, he invited everyone you knew. You would see the gig is get the game from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for shitting your pants. One of the greatest TV show jingle theme songs ever. Now granted, them Friday night ones were fire. I mean, Full Houses, classic. And then you had As Days Go By, classic. Not mine and Leroy's song, but the theme song to Family Matters. You had Step by Step, another classic, not the New Kids on the Block one. Theme song for the show Step by Step, another Friday night banger. Of course, Fresh Prince. Fresh Prince was a rap from Will Smith, though, so that was way cooler at the time. But there was some haters. Growing Pains had a solid banger of an intro. Just the 10 of Us. I'm doing it the best I can. Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy. It was about a guy that had like 9 daughters. And his wife either passed away or left. Get over, guys. Gave you the opportunity. You were trying to squander the motherfucker. Don't squander. Hashtag don't squander. But yeah, doing it the best I can. Nothing comes easy. That show should have lasted longer, man. Just the 10 of Us was a heat rock of a show. But I think it was only out for like a season or two. It wasn't out long. It wasn't a banger like Full House that was like 6 seasons, 7 seasons, whatever it was. Then you had Saved by the Bell, which was a classic. So many renditions of Saved by the Bell. Started as Good Morning, Miss Bliss, and then it became Saved by the Bell. You know, then you had like Saved by the Bell, the college years, which had like Bob or Mike Golick, one of the former NFL players that was in it. I didn't really get into the college years that much, but I loved Saved by the Bell, though. Saved by the Bell was fire. Definitely a show that I would get home and watch on TBS when I got home from school every day. I remember TBS used to be weird because they were the only channel, you know, Ted Turner owned that on TBS. I guess it still does. And they would always start their shows 5 minutes after everybody else. So, like, they would start, say, by the way, would come on at, like, say, 3.05 p.m. Not 3 o'clock, but 3.05. They would offset And obviously, I'm sure it was some kind of method to that. Maybe it was for ratings or, you know, whatever. But they always did that. And it was weird because they were, you know, they always started 5 minutes after everybody else's shows would start. Fun fact, guys. Pointless information is what I just said to y'all. There's nothing pointless about just the 10 of us, though. There's not. What other shows were... Roseanne. Roseanne didn't have any words to it, but... One of my favorite sitcoms of all time. Home Improvement, another one of my favorites of all time. Seinfeld's my all-time favorite. But Seinfeld, Married with Children, first, up until they did the whole storyline with the baby. Like seasons like 1 through 6, I was on board for. 7 through 11, I couldn't get into Married with Children. It just wasn't as funny to me. They started reaching. But I loved Married with Children. I liked Martin. Didn't love Martin. I saw almost all the episodes of Fresh Prince. I didn't see all the episodes of Martin. I thought Fresh Prince was better. I liked it better. But Martin still had some funny shit on it, though, for sure. They just don't make shows like that anymore, man. They don't make dope sitcoms anymore. Like, everybody was all over the Big Bang Theory. And I like different humor. I mean, obviously, Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld is its own style of humor. It's love or hate. So, I just didn't get into Big Bang Theory. But I can respect the show being as popular as it was because it's that love or hate humor like Seinfeld. Like, it's not the same humor as Seinfeld. It's super nerdy humor. But, like, it's not your standard television show. So that's why it's like, I fucking can't stand Big Bang Theory. And then there's people that's like, I love it. It's my favorite show in the world. So, but like, yeah, I haven't, and I'm not for all these people coming back and doing reboots of these fucking classic shows like Roseanne, perfect example. They tried to bring Roseanne back 25 years after the last season aired. And even the season that Roseanne was on before she got canceled on her Xanax tweet, whatever, you know, the stuff that happened, it wasn't funny. And it's now they're so, the shows are so super far liberal, far like over the top agenda pushing liberal with stuff, that they had a little boy that was like, I think it was Darlene's son, I think. And he's like wanting to transition. And he's like 10 years old or something. I just wasn't on board with it. No shade to y'all. It's just not my thing. But then they got rid of Roseanne and they just kept the show going and called it The Conners. And I'm like, no. Like, the show, Roseanne is the show. Like, without Roseanne, whatever. And then, you know, they did Fuller House. I can't hate on Fuller House because I didn't watch it. Because Full House was such a cheesy show. It wasn't like Roseanne or Home Improvement or something like that. It was like mega over the top cheesy for like kids. You know, once you get to like 12, 13 years old, watching Full House, you're kind of out. You've outgrown it. So I didn't watch Fuller House, so I can't tell you if it's good or bad. But it was really popular, though. Then you've got fucking... this Fresh Prince situation, I'm just like, what is going on? They're making it like a drama. None of the characters look or act anything like the characters from Fresh Prince. Like, Carlton's like this super like cool looking dude, and Uncle Phil's like looks not a big guy. Nobody looks like any. The only person that kind of looks similar, I guess, would be like Ashley and Hillary. But I'm not even gonna watch it. I don't like reboots. I don't like remakes. As much of a horror movie fan as I am, I hate the way horror movies are now, because all they do is just make remakes and reboots of franchises that have been out for 40 years that have already been remade and rebooted 30 times. I hated the last Halloween. I did not like the one before that. This new Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they're saying it's going to be, it's getting horrible reviews. It's not even coming out in theaters. It's going to be Netflix only. But it just sucks. That's just kind of how things are, though, man. They've ran out of ideas, so let's just remake the shit that was working. They've been doing that with songs for years, too, though. You know what I mean? Sampling songs, remaking songs, covering songs, things like that. You know, and it's not even just horror movies that they're rebooting and rehashing. It's fucking action movies. It's dramas. It's just what Hollywood does. You know, they just, over time, they're just like, yeah, let's just redo this again. Let's make it super woke, though. Let's make it super woke. Where it's not even about the show's originality. It's just about letting people know where we stand with shit. That's another thing I love, too, about shows back then. You turn on Roseanne, you turn on Home Improvement, you turn on Seinfeld. They didn't do any of that shit. The 80s and 90s, that shit wasn't done. Because it was before the internet and social media. Social media is a huge reason for all that stuff, obviously. But, well, most of the Squizzle's 5 minutes away. Chatty Bobcast, episode 5, man. Motherfucking frisbee golf, damn it. That rant seems like that was hours ago. Hours and hours ago. You know what? Just remember, if people start to, you know, think you're a failure, and you know that you're going as hard as you can, you know what you tell them? I'm doing it the best I can. I'm doing it the best I can. I said I'm doing it the best I can. Nothing comes easy. Google it. YouTube search, Just the 10 of Us theme song. You're welcome. Heater. Heat rock. Straight heat rock. The main dad was like, he was like a basketball coach or a school teacher or a gym teacher or something. And he had like a George Costanza hair situation. That's all I remember. And I know that one of his daughters was the main chick from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Heather Langenkamp, I think's her name. That's all I remember. But yeah. Oh, can we forget one of the greatest shows of all time, Cosby Show. I know. Bill Cosby's not in the best space publicly. But you can't go back and watch that show and tell me that wasn't some of the greatest television that there was, man. Bill Cosby was, that show was so great. It was so funny. He was so great in it. All the kids were great. Like, I love that show, man. I remember the first 3 seasons very well. Towards the end, I did like when Raven Simone was on it. I thought she was really funny. Rudy was funny. Theo, like everything about that show was dope. You know what I mean? Elvin was annoying, but that's what he was supposed to be. I think it was Elvin. But yeah, shout out to the Cosby Show. And yeah, man, this has been episode 5. This person's gonna come on and crawl up my butthole. Well, I'm doing it the best I can. Nothing comes easy. I fucking love y'all, man. I hope that y'all are having a good day, good night, good morning, good evening, whenever you're tuning into this. And hopefully you take some of my advice and just live that fucking life of yours, man. Because you don't know when your expiration date's coming. So until it's there, do the best you can, be the best person you can be, and try not to shit your pants, okay? It's that simple. Episode 5, Chatty Bobcast 2.0, Frisbee Golf. Fucking love you.